At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyatt. An Australian is among the hundreds of people who have died on the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia because of intense heat. The Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed it is providing assistance to the person's family, but says it is unable to provide further details due to privacy obligations. About 550 people are estimated to have died during the five-day pilgrimage after temperatures reached 47 degrees in Mecca and other sacred sites around the city. A man has handed himself in to police after an alleged fatal road rage incident in Sydney's west. New South Wales police have confirmed the 39-year-old man attended Mount Druitt Police Station early this morning, where he was arrested. Police alleged the man is the driver of a utility that fled the scene after fatally striking a 27-year-old man in Blackett on Thursday morning. He is yet to be charged. The Prime Minister has dismissed concerns about potential gas shortages along the east coast in the coming months. The Australian Energy Market Operator says there could potentially be shortfalls in southern storage supplies because of strong demand for gas in the recent cold weather, as well as outages at a plant in Victoria. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he's not concerned by the reports, but opposition leader Peter Dutton says the warning is a reminder of the need for other forms of energy to be available for use. He has told Channel 9 he remains committed to the coalition's nuclear plan to build 7 nuclear power plants.
There will be opponents and there will be people opposed to it, but I've made this decision because I think it's in our country's best interests.
New figures show the theft of alcohol and groceries are increasing. The latest crime data from Victoria Police shows offending has increased across the state in the 12 months to March, with a significant increase in retail thefts. Police believe the cost of living pressures are behind much of the increase, with 50% of the offenders stealing for the first time. Canadian actor Donald Sutherland has died at the age of 88. Sutherland's career spanned more than half a century, with roles in almost 200 films and work in television programs including MASH. His son, Kiefer Sutherland, announced his father's death in a social media post, describing his father as one of the most important actors in the history of film. Hundreds of nude swimmers have braved the Canberra cold for the annual Winter Solstice charity swim. Almost 400 people stripped down to raise money for Lifeline on the 4-degree Canberra morning by swimming in Lake Burley Griffin. The 8th annual swim has raised more than $50,000 for the mental health charity, with more than $250,000 raised over the years. Swim participant Tess says it's beneficial for the mental health of those taking part.
This is my second time, but I've been volunteering with Lifeline for about 8 years. It helps us realise that life is worth living. It's an amazing experience. You feel alive.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.